From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Obama speaks to leaders of the future. Following his visit to Kenya and Ethiopia, U.S. President Barack Obama on Monday hosted 500 young leaders from sub-Saharan Africa at the White House. The Mandela Washington Fellowship of the Youth African Leaders Initiative connected the young leaders to 20 American universities, where they spent several weeks expanding their skills from entrepreneurship to civic affairs.
And the reason I've devoted so much energy to our work with the continent is, as I said last week, even as Africa continues to confront many challenges, Africa is on the move. It's one of the fastest growing regions in the world. Africa's middle class is projected to grow to more than 1 billion consumers, with hundreds of millions of mobile phones and surging access to the internet. Africans are beginning to leapfrog old technologies into new prosperity.
The president encouraged the young Africans to build on their progress. Authorities in Myanmar say 46 people are now dead after several days of flash flooding and landslides. The Ministry of Relief and Resettlement announced Monday that about 200,000 residents in northern and western Myanmar have been affected by the disaster. This as government, military, and relief organizations scramble to carry out rescue operations and provide aid. Weeks of heavy rains made worse by a cyclone that hit late last week. Some areas have seen floodwaters several meters deep. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama issued an urgent call to action Monday while unveiling new regulations aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. Under the plan, power plants would reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. In his remarks at the White House, President Obama argued that time is running out.
But this is one of those rare issues because of its magnitude, because of its scope, that if we don't get it right, we may not be able to reverse. And we may not be able to adapt sufficiently. There is such a thing as being too late when it comes to climate change.
To reinforce the impact, he noted the regulations will cut the number of pollutants that can cause asthma by 70%. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting Monday in Qatar with his counterparts from the Six Nation Gulf Cooperation Council, the GCC, as he seeks to ease concerns about last month's international agreement on Iran's nuclear program. The sessions in Doha are giving GGC officials an opportunity to learn more about the Iran nuclear deal, in particular, what kind of impact it might have on security in their region. In a related story, a new survey in the United States shows that by a 2-to-1 margin, Americans oppose the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear development program and think it will make the world less safe. The public opinion poll released Monday by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut showed registered U.S. voters by a 57% to 28% margin oppose the deal. A wildfire raging through Northern California has doubled in size, threatening homes and businesses while spreading to other northwestern states. The blaze has scorched land and destroyed dozens of homes and buildings north of San Francisco. California authorities have called for more than 12,000 residents to evacuate the area. Greek stocks plunged Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in 5 weeks, losing nearly 23% in the opening moments of trading. By day's end, the market had closed down 16%, with banks' stocks battered as the Greek government struggles to negotiate a new bailout with its international creditors, the country's third in the past 5 years. The government of Puerto Rico has confirmed that it failed to make a $58 million debt payment that was due Saturday, a move that amounted to a default for the first time in its 117 years as a United States possession. Puerto Rico Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla shocked investors in June when he said the island's debt was unpayable and required restructuring. Moody's Investor Service said Monday the missed payment was the first in what it believes will be broad defaults on the Commonwealth's debt. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.